A Child's History of England by Charles Dickens. Narrated by Rayner Boughton. Chapter 1. Ancient England and the Romans. If you look at a map of the world, you will see, in the left-hand upper corner of the Eastern Hemisphere, the two islands lying in the sea. They are England and Scotland and Ireland. England and Scotland form the greater part of these islands. Ireland is the next in size. The little neighbouring islands, which are so small upon the map as to be mere dots, are chiefly little bits of Scotland, broken off, I dare say, in the course of a great length of time, by the power of the restless water. In the old days, a long, long while ago, before our Saviour was born on earth and lay asleep in a manger, these islands were in the same place, and the stormy sea roared round them, just as it roars now. But the sea was not alive then, with great ships and brave sailors, sailing to and from all parts of the world. It was very lonely. The islands lay solitary in the great expanse of water. The foaming waves dashed against their cliffs,